From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Minister Zulkifli says Saudi Arabia committed to intensifying trade with Indonesia. Industry Ministry states handover may say opens opportunities for human resources development. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan stated that his Saudi Arabian counterpart Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi has expressed commitment to bolstering the productivities of bilateral trade and addressing trade issues between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. As reported by Antara in a statement on Wednesday, he affirmed that Minister Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi is committed to addressing various economy and trade issues between the two countries. Minister Hasan had earlier attended an iftar fast-breaking gathering with Al-Kasabi in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Saudi Minister of State Mohammed bin Abdul Malik Al-Ash-Sheikh also attended the gathering. Indonesia's participation at the 2023 Hanover Messe has opened opportunities for industrial human resources development cooperation in the country. This was conveyed by head of the Industrial Human Resources Development Agency, BPSDMI, of the Industry Ministry, Mas Rokan, in Hanover, Germany, on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He further said that the cooperation that can be followed up includes the development of industrial HR related to Industry 4.0 through capacity building programs. He also conveyed that the cooperation might also include the provision of mock-ups of machine and multimedia equipment worth up to 700,000 euros that can be placed in the exhibition center area at the Indonesia Industries 4.0 Digital Center or PD 4.0 along with the technology transfer programs. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry has stated that the catering service for Indonesia Hajj pilgrims must use at least 30% of Indonesian products. This year, the government wants food ingredients for the catering service for Hajj pilgrims to be Indonesian products. This was stated by Director General of Hajj and Umrah Implementation at the Ministry, Hilman Latif, on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. According to the cooperation contract, the Indonesian government determines that the catering service for Hajj pilgrims must use Indonesian products reaching at least 30%. Nusantara Capital City Authority's OIKN's Funding and Investment Deputy Agung Wijaksono invited world investors to support the new capital city development during the 2023 Hanover Messe at Indonesia Infinite Journey Pavilion, Hall 2, Hanover, Germany. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, Wijaksono said in Hanover, Germany, that as of April 10, 2023, Indonesian Pavilion has recorded as many as 182 submissions of letters of intent from business actors originating from 16 countries, with 50% of them being from Indonesia, while most of the rest are from Singapore, Malaysia, the US, France, and China. Some people make things happen, some watch things happen, while others wonder that what has happened. Let's move on to the international news, where Russia has a program to sabotage wind farms and communication cables in the North Sea, according to the new allegations. As reported by BBC.com, the details come from a joint investigation by public broadcasters in Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. It stated Russia has a fleet of vessels disguised as fishing trawlers and research vessels in the North Sea. They carry underwater surveillance equipment and are mapping key sites for possible sabotage. The BBC understands that UK's officials are aware of Russian vessels moving around UK waters as part of the program. Iran's supreme leader on Tuesday ruled out the holding of popular referendums on state policies. As reported by ArabNews.com, Iran faced calls for a referendum on the Islamic Republic itself during anti-government protests last year. And a moderate former president recently suggested such votes should be held to decide major policies as a way of reducing divisions. Supreme leaders Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say over such policies, rejected the idea when asked about it during a meeting with university students. Media outlets in the Czech Republic ran articles expressing high expectations for the upcoming official's visit to Vietnam of Prime Minister Petr Fiala at the invitation of Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh, especially regarding business cooperation and opportunities for Czech businesses. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the business information quoted President of the Czech Chambers of Commerce Vladimir Dole as saying that the Prime Minister will be accompanied by 30 representatives of large corporations and companies, including engineering firms, aircraft technology manufacturers, weapons companies, and software developers. He also said all Asian countries that Prime Minister Fiala will visit during this trip, including Vietnam, have great potential and can bring about opportunities for Czech businesses. Well, listener, let's move on to our diplomatic corner on lifting the Indonesian brand. PT Sarinah has prepared Sarinah Corner in Malaysia. PT Sarinah, a state-owned enterprise which operates in the retail sector, is preparing Sarinah Corner in Malaysia this year in a bid to lift the Indonesian brand to go international. As quoted by Antara, President Director of PT Sarinah, Fethi Quartati, said in Jakarta on Monday that the first Sarinah Corner will be open in Malaysia, then later open in several other Asian countries such as Hong Kong. It's hoped to reach the Netherlands and Germany. Fethi further explained that Sarinah Corner is the reciprocal collaboration between Sarinah and Duffry International AG, a global travel retail company. On one hand, Duffry is allowed to set up duty-free outlets in Indonesia, both in cities and airports. On the other hand, PT Sarinah may open Sarinah Corner at other Duffry stores around the world. Fethi hopes that this opening can be an opportunity for local brands to go international. Previously, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir said that the presence of the Sarinah duty-free outlet, which also offers products made by domestic micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, has a mission to be able to penetrate the global market. He recalled how his side tried to convince global travel retail company Duffry International AG about 2 or 3 years ago to cooperate with PT Sarinah to present local MSMEs products. Sarinah Duty Free provides high-quality Indonesian products from MSMEs that are aligned with international brands. Furthermore, in the future, Minister Erick encourages PT Sarinah to expand the reach of local brands through Sarinah Duty Free in the country and abroad. The Duty-Free International AG company operates in 75 countries. By collaborating with this company, PT Sarinah also targets that Indonesian products can be present in countries where Duty-Free operates. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on April 20th with the event in 1975 when Taman Mini Indonesia Indah was inaugurated. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, or TMII, with an area of around 150 hectares, is located in East Jakarta. It was built in 1972 and inaugurated on 20th April 1975. Various aspects of Indonesia's natural and cultural wealth and the use of modern technology are demonstrated here. This park displays a summary of culture in all provinces in Indonesia. In the middle of the park, there is a lake with small islands, which are miniature islands in Indonesia. Other facilities in TMII are cable cars, various museums, and the IMAX Conch Theater Mass and My Homeland Theater. We move to the next event in 1998. Boeing 727-200 plane crashed due to a mountain crash. On 20 April 1998, Air France's Boeing 727-200 crashed. The plane that took off from El Dorado Airport in Bogota, the capital of Colombia, was going to Quito, the capital of Ecuador. However, not long after the takeoff, this ill-fated plane crashed into the mountains near Bogota. The accident killed 53 passengers, 43 passengers, and 10 cabin crew. It's still a mystery why this sophisticated plane could crash into a mountain. We end today in history with the event about National Consumer Day. National Consumer Day is commemorated every April 20th. This aims to remind consumers' rights and obligations. Consumers are a driving factor in increasing the competitiveness of products produced by domestic business actors. April 20th was chosen because it coincided with the issuance date of Law No. 8 of 1999 concerning consumer protection. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata, dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya appealed to travelers not to litter in a bid to avoid environmental and health problems due to piles of garbage on the homecoming route. When inspecting the waste management facility at Pulau Gebang Terminal East Jakarta, Minister Siti Nurbaya said that her site has issued circular letter of the Minister of Environment and Forestry No. 2 of 2023 to all regional heads in Indonesia to reduce waste generation garbage during Ramadan, homecoming, and Idul Fitri. The circular urges the regional government to prepare waste sorting facilities along the homecoming route. In addition, The Ministry of Environment and Forestry also built two airport, seaport, terminal, rest area on the freeway to provide waste processing facilities so that waste will not pile up. Based on calculation by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, each person produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Therefore, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry is working with each regional government to anticipate that waste does not overflow. Meanwhile, Deputy Head of the DKI Jakarta Transportation Agency, Syarifuddin, said that the majority of the waste generated by travelers at Pulau Gebang Terminal is in the form of plastic bottles with a production rate of around 6 to 7 cubic meters per day. The waste is managed independently through a waste bank as an effort sorting and reducing waste generation at the terminal.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang sepertimu. Seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
During this Ramadan, Sekubal cuisine can be easily found in various corners of Lampung. The food, which is made from glutinous rice, coconut milk, and salt, remains a typical dish for the people of Lampung during the month of Ramadan and Idul Al-Fitri. At glance, this cuisine is similar to lamang, a rice cake wrapped in leaves from West Sumatra. However, both has differences from their making and cooking process. It takes hours to cook sekubal, starting from cooking coconut milk to boiling sekubal until it is ready to be served. To make sekubal, coconut milk is boiled until cooked. After that, the sticky rice is added, and then sekubal is molded, wrapped in banana leaves, and steamed. After being steamed, sekubal is ready to be served. Sekubal is unique since it can be eaten as a sweet or savory dish, depending on the side dish. People who like sweets typically eat sekubal with sticky rice as dessert. Meanwhile, people who prefer savory food usually eat sekubal with rendang, braised meat in coconut milk and curry. During Ramadan, this cuisine is widely sold by local vendors in Lampung. One circle of sekubal, which consists of 8 stacks, is sold about 12,500 rupiah. Sekubal can last for 2 days, but if it is stored in the refrigerator, it can last for 6 days.
Jadi tujuan hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini. Mengapa sulit? Mengapa sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hatimu? Bahkan semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Jack Clothes, Ramadan 2023. Listeners, Jack Clothes or Jakarta Clothing, Ramadan this year is being held again. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno revealed that Jack Clothes, Ramadan 2023 is a momentum for the rise of the creative economy, especially the fashion and culinary subsectors after the COVID-19 pandemic. He further explains that the fashion industry contributes 18% of Indonesia's gross domestic product, or GDP. However, on the export side, fashion accounts for 66% of the export value of Indonesia's creative economy products. So, fashion opens up extraordinary business opportunities and lots of job opportunities. Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes that many young people will enter the fashion industry so that it can create 4.4 million new jobs in 2024. Jack Clothes is an annual event that showcases a variety of local fashion products from various regions. This year, Jack Clothes Ramadan is being held for a month in 13 major cities in Indonesia. Various big cities are ready to welcome hundreds of local brand clothing, including Erigo, Roadneck, This Time Brand, Homes Apparel, Haiho, Urban Beauty, Warplan, and many more. In addition, these well-known brands will spread discounts during the program. The Jack Clothes Ramadan Tour will be divided into three batches. The first one took place at City Walk in Cikarang, West Java, and in Mardi Gras, Cikupa, Banten. As for Padang, it is located on the Agus Salim Goryard and at the BSCC Dome, Kalimantan, from 25th of March until 2nd of April. Meanwhile, the second wave of Jack Clothes Tour was held at GCC in Jakarta, Banjarbaru, Surabaya, and Saburai Field, Lampung, from April 5th to 11. The third batch is held on April 13 to 19. The Jack Clothes at GCC was special, as it was held from 5th to 11 April, but it will be extended to 16 April 2023. Apart from that, what is special about this year's Ramadan event in Jakarta is the collaboration between Dream and Muslim Market Indonesia to accommodate all the needs of every visitors of all ages. This year, around 350 local fashion labels participated in the Jackloth event. That's miscellany.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. You're going to listen to a wonderful song by Fonny Sumlang. Well, Fonny Sumlang became known in 1986 through this single Ratu Sejagat, or the Queen of the Universe. The song tells about the joy of a woman who is the center of attention and is loved by many people like a queen. It turns out, it's only a dream. The popularity of the song Ratu Sejagat made Fonny re-released it with a new arrangement in 2013. The new version of Ratu Sejagat is included in her 9th album titled Power of Love. In working on her album, Fonny collaborated with musicians John Will. The new version of Ratu Sejagat has elements of reggae and shuffle so that it can reach young people. Well, listener, here is Ratu Sejagat by Fonny Sumlang.
Rasa tertekan di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin. Pipi merah, bibirku merah. Mereka menentang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung, telinga, jidat, tangan sampai betis. Oh betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini. Pasti ku terpilih jadi ratu. Aku berbisik dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya. Ku langkahkan kaki menyusuri panggung pemilihan Ratu Sejagat. Putar ke kiri, balik ke kanan, senyum sana, senyum sini, ikut irama. Oh, semua tepuk tangan seiring ku berlalu, sampai menghilang di balik layar. Aku pun bersorak, lompat ke girangan, tapi ku terjatuh dari kursi goyang, kiranya ku mimpi. Jadi Ratu Sejagat semalam. Ratu Sejagat semalam, kiranya ku mimpi.
South Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Pergilah
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.